My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Our training camp coverage on 106.7 The Fan, presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation, paulhenryswindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. Been talking about the Commanders' first preseason game. We'll talk about that more and go around the NFL with our next guest, Matt Verderam, NFL writer for Sports Illustrated. What's up, Matt?
What's going on?
What's up, Matt?
People are excited about Jaden Daniels, even after just two completions. What were your impressions? He was just on the field for a drive.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have any, like, concrete, you know, overarching thought on it. It's one drive. He made a heck of a throw down the field. I thought, no, look, you saw the athleticism. You saw the arm. You know, I think you really saw the arm more than anything else. But, I mean, in reality, it is one drive. If the drive had gone poorly, I wouldn't be sitting here saying all of a sudden now it's a big referendum on his career. But, you know, look, I think, you know, you get a good start. You get some confidence. You can build off of it. And now, you know, you like to see him play, you know, two or three drives in the next preseason game and give you a little bit more to look at.
I think a lot of the excitement, Matt, is in the last 8 years, they've had eight different starting quarterbacks for the first game. Eight. So this is a guy who's going to be a quarterback for a while, one would assume.
Yeah, you know, and that's always, you know, that's carousel you have to get off. If you're going to be a good team, if you're going to be a competitive team, if you're going to be a team that has some staying power, you got to find that guy. And, you know, that's something that the Colts are trying to find now with Anthony Richardson, right? After Andrew Luck, they've gone through that, where they've bounced around a million different quarterbacks, and then both teams have had Jacoby Brissett, right? And you're trying to find the answer. And I think with Daniels, you know, look, we're going to find out if Washington made the right choices as the days and months and years unfold. But he's a kid with a lot of talent. It's a team that when you look at him, you think defensively he should be good with Dan Quinn and all the additions they made, like Frank Yalouvu and Bobby Wagner and Dorrance Armstrong, all the rest of them on defense. So offensively, you know, Daniels can come in, he can be one of these guys who is an impact player right away. Suddenly you feel pretty good about the prospects, you know, both this year and certainly ahead.
Yep, totally agree with that. All right, let's touch on some of the other young quarterbacks that seemed to kind of thrive a little bit. You know, the one that jumped out at me was Bo Nix. What are your thoughts on Bo?
You know, it's going to be interesting to see how, assuming he starts week one, how do teams play him, you know, as the first, you know, month of the season unfolds? Because when he was at Oregon, he was incredibly accurate last year, completed over 77% of his passes. He also had the lowest depth of target of any FBS quarterback last season. And if you look at his game against Colts, again, he completed a lot of his passes, but he completed them for 6 yards an attempt. I wonder how many teams are simply going to say, look, you are not throwing the ball underneath. You're not doing it. And if you're going to beat us, it's going to be up over the top. You know, Denver is not a team with a ton of explosiveness on it. It will be interesting to see if Knicks can kind of say, okay, if you want to take that away, I'll beat you deep. I think he's going to have to do that. But all that said, look, he went to Indianapolis, played against some backups, played well. You know, he's expected to start the second game in the preseason. Mm-hmm. We'll see how that plays out. But, yeah, I think, again, kind of like with Daniels, it's something to build off of. It's confidence.
Yeah, and then Denver is very similar to Washington in the fact that they've had so many starters the last, you know,
yes,
6, 7, 8 years, right? I mean, they thought they had Russell Wilson. They thought they were going to have him for a good 3, 4 year stretch, win some games. That blew up in their face. So, you know, Denver and Sean Payton are in that kind of that same position, even though Bo Nix wasn't drafted 2 overall, but they are hoping that that's the guy.
Yeah. And look, Denver is in a division where
right,
they've got to find the guy.
Yeah.
Because you have no chance with Mahomes in that division if you don't have a top 5 quarterback. You're not going to compete. So, you know, you're right. I mean, since they had Peyton Manning, they've gone through, you know, Joe Flacco and Case Keenum and Trevor Siemian and you know, on and on and on and on. Right? Brock Osweiler was there for a hot minute.
Mm-hmm.
They have kind of pushed their chips into the middle of the table at this point with Nick, because, you know, if you're Sean Payton, look, you're not getting any younger. I mean, and not to say he's ancient, but he's in his early 60s for a head coach in the NFL. You don't have 20 years. So you've got to get going now. You got to find that guy now. And, you know, look, this is not the easiest situation in the world for Knicks to step into. You know, they traded away Jerry Jeudy. They lost a lot of talent this offseason. They're dealing with $85 million in dead money over the next 2 years.
Right.
I mean, they're rebooting this thing. So he's going to have to kind of take his lumps a little bit this season. But if he's good, they can finally at least say, hey, you know, we have the main guy. Now we got to build around them.
So Caleb Williams looked good. J.J. McCarthy looked good. We talked about Knicks. We talked about Jaden Daniels.
Penix looked good.
Drake May didn't play much, and he's not going to be the starter coming out. But I'm a big Drake May guy. I hope he's starting in the first month, but we'll see. Do you think that this class of these quarterbacks drafted in the first round is going to be a really good one, or is it going to be based on the numbers? You know, half of them are going to be bow out and probably be backups.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big history guy.
Yeah.
So I would say the history would tell you that 3 of them will not be good. Mm-hmm. They just won't be. I mean, that's typically the reality. I would, you know, 1 or 2 will be really good. You'll probably have 1 guy who's kind of in the middle. You know, maybe 2 guys. And then the rest of them will just, they'll flame out. I mean, that's just kind of the way this thing works. And, you know, it's with Drake May. I like Drake May a lot as well. I actually hope New England sits him for a while because that situation's a disaster.
Yeah.
They don't have any talent.
They don't have anybody around them, right?
I mean, you're just, you know, I think sometimes people make the mistake of they look at a guy and they're like, oh, he can't play. And it's like a month into his career. And you're like, well, yeah, he can't play because he's throwing to me. Like, that's why he can't play. There's no talent. You know, C.J. Stroud last year stepped into a situation that was very challenging. Houston had not been good for years. But, you know, Tank Dell ended up being the guy that they hit on right away in the draft. And Nico Collins was a guy who was just waiting for a quarterback to show up so he could finally explode. Like, not that it was the perfect situation, but, you know, D'Amico Ryans looks like a really good young head coach. Like, they had some pieces in it. They brought in Dalton Schultz, who's a real tight end. I just think, like, New England, Denver, to a degree, Denver again, it's Cortland Sutton and who? I mean, it's a lot of, like, okay, you got to make it work. At least in Washington with Jaden Daniels, hey, look, you have Terry McLaurin. You know, you got Dotson. We'll see if Brandon Ayuk ends up there at some point. But, like, this, they at least have some pieces. You go, okay, like, you can work with that. I just think a guy like a May, I worry about a guy like Nix. We can look at them and just go, that is a situation stuff. At least Nix has Peyton, right? I mean, that's a huge part of it. But I think, yeah, a couple of the guys will be good right away. A couple of them are going to end up just, you know, unfortunately, you know, being guys.
You mentioned Brandon Ayuk. How do you see this playing out? And then dovetailing that, fill us in on the CeeDee Lamb situation.
So I think Ayuk is going to get traded this offseason, or now this summer, this preseason. I think he's going to get traded either to Washington or Pittsburgh. I know, you know, New England obviously was in on it. Now it's, you know, from all reports, they're not at this point. I didn't want to go there. The Cleveland thing, I know Cleveland, there's real interest. I don't understand really why. Like, if you're the Browns, you have a million guys who can catch a pass. Like, your problem is you don't have anybody who can throw one. And I don't know that getting Ayuk is going to fix that. The Commanders obviously make sense for a lot of reasons, right? I mean, they'd love to get another playmaker. Daniels has a connection to him. The GM comes from San Francisco. He's got a connection. Like, there's a lot of things that kind of tie the Commanders to Brandon Ayuk.
But do we know that they have real interest? Like, I think they've explored, but it doesn't seem like there's a trail of evidence that they have real interest at this point.
I think there would be real interest if the Niners lowered the price a touch. And I think that's also true with some other teams. The problem has been that the Niners have looked for, you know, a big name, or at least a real quality player to go back in a deal and then plus picks. Mm-hmm. And if you're a team that's going to acquire Brandon Ayuk, why would you trade a really good player plus picks, and then you've got to pay Ayuk $30+ million a year? Like, nobody's going to do that. That's not going to happen. That's like if Pittsburgh traded George Pickens back. Like, what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you? I just think if you're the Niners at some point, you're going to have to acquiesce a little bit here. Like, that is going to be an untenable situation. Ayuk knows, barring a complete change in stance in the Niners, like, they're not going to pay him. They're not going to pay him what he wants. So if you're the Niners, at some point, I think you got to just look at the mirror and go, all right, look, we got to do something to move them. Maybe you drop the ask of a player. Maybe you drop the ask of a pick. But I think if that price changes, then I think it makes sense for a lot of teams to get involved. And I think the Commanders make a ton of sense. As far as CeeDee Lamb goes, look, I've been of the same mind this entire time. It is Jerry Jones. And at some point, Jerry Jones is going to pay him. That's just going to happen, because Jerry Jones always pays stars, unless apparently you're Dak Prescott, in which case you can be second in the MVP voting and be the most important player on the team and not get paid. But I didn't see the Lamb. I think he's going to be right there with Jefferson. I think he's going to get about, you know, right around 35 a year. And I think that'll get done before the season starts. And then I think all eyes are going to turn to Ja'Marr Chase, who is not happy and not practicing. And the Bengals are not known to pay people. That is going to be a very, very interesting situation in Cincinnati.
Mm. All right, let's talk. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you make a good point about Jerry Jones and CeeDee Lamb, and you have to keep CeeDee Lamb. I just don't understand. Yeah. And I know it's business. You have to keep him. You have to pay him. Just get it done.
The whole thing makes no sense. I mean, they have had one of the more bizarre off seasons I can remember. It's very strange. The way this entire thing has been handled is very odd. First of all, okay, they should have paid CeeDee Lamb for Justin Jefferson got paid.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they should have done, because they probably could have got him for $30 million and been done with this. Now they're probably looking really at $34, $35 million a year. And then you go into the whole Prescott thing, which, look, you could argue whether or not you keep him, pay him. I understand the argument for not paying him. I get it. The flip side of that, if you're Jerry Jones, is who's playing quarterback for you next year? Like, the draft class is expected to be one of the weaker draft classes in years at quarterback outside of Carson Beck. And you're not going to find an upgrade inside the league at quarterback. Like, it's not like you're going to lose Dak in free agency and then go sign who?
Right.
Are you going to go get Daniel Jones if the Giants move off of him? Like, who are you getting? It's just been a bizarre offseason for a team that always loves to kind of put, again, use the term, to push all the chips in. They have sat there and done nothing, and I feel like they've really put themselves in a bad spot.
I think you cover Kansas City closely.
Mm-hmm.
Is your sense, if you had to guess, that they're slowing down at all, as strong as ever? What do you think?
I was actually out there from one of my training camp stops about, well, let's see, I guess the 1st of August, so a week and a half ago. No, they look better now than they have you know, since, I don't know, a couple of years ago. I mean, they lost Jarius Sneed, which is a real loss. And I think McDuffie's going to kind of slide into that role of playing inside and outside. And they'll probably use second-year corner Tamari Connor to be more of the slot guy in some certain situations. But offensively, you know, when they're right, when they're healthy, that team, I don't think explosiveness is going to be a problem this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Xavier Worthy looks really good. Hollywood Brown, right now, he's got the SC joint. His week one status is up in the air, but he'll be back even if he misses a game. You know, they've got speed for days. Kelsey's not who he was 5 years ago, but he's still a top three tight end in the league. It's a good offensive line. Sua Mateia is kind of the guy you look at left tackle, rookie out of BYU. You go, okay, where does you know, his level of play start week one? But they're loaded. They're loaded when you've got Mahomes back there. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you can keep him upright for 3 seconds, you're probably going to win.
Right.
And they they can just, I mean, you know, between the offense being upgraded and Spagnuolo coaching what is a very good defense, you look at them and, I mean, how are they not the favorite, right? I mean, they've got to at least be the favorite. Now, maybe somebody knocks them off, but as for now, yeah, they're on top of the perch.
An interesting team to me, because every year they've overachieved with quarterback issues is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yep.
Justin Fields, to me, I know there was some talk there for a couple of days, like, oh, he's going to beat out Russell Wilson. He fumbled 2 snaps. I can't see Mike Tomlin. I know that's not really that big of a deal. It's preseason, but it's kind of what Justin Fields is. Like, he's just never going to be what some people expect. Can that team make some noise in the AFC?
You know, I kind of look at them the same way I look at the Browns. Like, I like the roster a lot.
Yeah.
Do you have a quarterback? You know, I mean, I think sometimes we, and I'm guilty of this, we're all guilty of this. Like, you look at a team in the summer and you do the whole, like, well, if this thing works, they're going to be great. And then you get into, like, week three and you're like, yeah, you know what? That if thing, it's a problem.
Mm.
It's not good. Like, I was one of these people last year. I was like, I'll tell you, I think the Steelers should make a Super Bowl run. Then I watched Kenny Pickett for about a quarter.
Huh.
And again, actually, you know what? They're not going to do that because he can't play. I think the Steelers are a borderline playoff team. You know, Wilson, last year, his stats were a lot better. I watched 95% of his throws last season. He was not good. I mean, there's a reason Denver happily, I shouldn't say happily, there's a reason Denver ate $85 million in dead money, right? Like, they had watched him, Sean Payton had watched him, and just said, we're not going to win with this guy. It's not going to happen.
Mm.
So they had to move off. And I think Pittsburgh, look, love the defense, love the coach. I think there's some talent on offense. But in the end, I think it's going to be a very dink-and-dunk type of offense. It takes a lot of negative plays. I think Fields will play at some point. But there's a reason he went for a sixth-round pick. He makes too many errors. And So, you know, could they make the playoffs? Yeah. Are they a big threat? No, I don't think so.
Is there a team, you know, NFC or AFC, in your mind, that, you know, maybe based on injuries last year, poor quarterback play, maybe this team has a different quarterback, that you see jumping up and being a playoff team this year that was not a playoff team last year?
Yeah, I'll give you one of these comps. One of them, I think Indianapolis can be that team in the AFC.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they lost Richardson early. He looked pretty good early on the season, made some plays. I think Steichen's a really good coach. He's a really good coach with young quarterbacks. He was the one who was there when Herbert had his great rookie season in L.A. He was there, obviously, with Hurts in Philly when he helped turn him into an all-pro.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I think Steichen, if Richardson can stay healthy, I think that is a team that can win 10 games and be a playoff team. I don't think all of a sudden they're going to, you know, run off and win 13 games and go to the Super Bowl.
Right.
But I think they can be interesting. And then I really feel like Washington, for me, is that team in the NFC.
I feel that way.
I think, you know, Daniels, to me, is an interesting guy. I loved watching him in college. You know, they're going to have to, you know, like any rookie quarterback, bring him along. But I think if that offense can do enough, like Quinn can coach defense. That team is going to be solid defensively. You know, look, are they going to win the division? You know, I don't know. But you know, that division quietly is kind of there for the taking. The Giants are not good. Right. The Cowboys, as we talked about, kind of a messy offseason. And I have no idea what to make of Philadelphia. Philadelphia could win 13 games, wouldn't surprise me. Philadelphia could go 8-9, that wouldn't surprise me, based on everything going on with Sirianni. So I think if Washington can get, you know, 23 points a game, I think they could be a team, you know, hey, they won 10 games and they're in the playoffs and they're interesting. I really do see them in Chicago are the two young NFC teams I'm watching.
That'd be fun for us. Thank you, Matt.
Love to hear it. Thank you, buddy.
No problem. Take care,
guys. It's Matt Verderam, NFL writer for SI.com.
He's got them at 10 wins.
That's a lot, man. That's a lot.
I think it was conditional.
I know.
It's a lot of wins for a team that had four.
A ton of wins.
Yeah. Well, that would be the Texans of last year.
Did you have them at 10 wins or you got them at 9?
Nine, but I wanted to give them two more. But I'm holding strong at 9.
All right, coming up next, we'll open up EB's entertainment page here on the Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.